Welcome, Eagles, to another episode of Trad Cat Night Radio. I am Eric Ajewski, founder and owner of Trad Cat Night, your one-stop website for all the day's latest church apostasy and end-time news. Now, Trad Cat Night is featured all over the alternative media circuit, and I'm doing my best to keep you up to date on all of the latest happenings from around the world as we head closer to the fruition of the Third Secret of Fatima. My good friends, please subscribe to Trad Cat Night right now here on YouTube. In the event that my YouTube does go down, as we see a lot of censorship going on these days and the banning of Christian and Truther channels, I encourage you all to get and find these talks on the plethora of platforms that Tradcat Night has found, whether it's Veterans Today, Minds.com, PewTube, BitChute. We're now on Steam It, DTube. We're also on iTunes and Google Play, as well as Player.fm. Of course, you can find these talks on SoundCloud.com, as well as the sister site TradcatNight.org. And today is April 18th, 2018, and I have a returning guest to the program. Very glad that she's taking time out this afternoon to discuss and give us an update to her situation and what she's going through as it relates to some death threats that have been coming her way. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, we did a talk. Wow, it's hard to believe it's been since October 31st, 2016, where we talked about vaccines, dissolving illusions. But Dr. Suzanne Humphreys joins me again. I believe you're down in Texas now. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Suzanne. But just as a backdrop, if you could, I know I talked with you briefly off air. You're probably getting a little bit tired of talking about this particular issue. But can you give us kind of a backdrop as to what you are dealing with for opposing vaccines and some of the stance you've just taken against the mainstream medical world. And we'll just take it from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Eric, you don't speak out naively. And if you do, you know, the arrows that hit you are going to hurt. I did not speak out naively from the beginning about the problems with vaccines. I've always had my facts behind me, and I continue to try to always have, when I'm speaking about vaccinations, to have factual information. And so I'm not going to speculate at all as to who may be out there wanting to, you know, undermine me psychologically, or you know, have me feel threatened in any way, because I honestly and truly don't know who it could be. And since the beginning, there have been people who have mocked and scoffed and outright hated me publicly. And so, you know, as I said, you don't step into this not knowing what could possibly happen. And if you do, then it's really sad that you did. But most of us who have stepped out know full well what we're stepping into. And we just consider the, you know, the humanity that's helped to be more important than any humanity that could be lost. And in that sense, you know, the pro-vaccine and I are claiming the same common goal, which is a risk-benefit ratio, right? You know, they say it's all for the good of everyone for us to get vaccinated, and that's how they measure everything. Oh, you know, of course some people are going to die from the vaccines, but most people aren't. Anyway, getting back to your question, so, you know, having death threats and mean people talking to me personally, in person, or electronically is nothing new to me. However, I did get a couple of emails, I guess it was late January, that, you know, were kind of standouts in their premeditation and overt hatred, and, you know, pretty much wanting me to be afraid everywhere that I am, whether I'm speaking publicly or whether I'm home in the kitchen or whether I'm on video or whether I'm out in the street. You know, those places were all mentioned as, you know, possible areas to hit me, so to speak. So, you know, I'm not dealing with it at the current time. You know, I had to move on. I'm not going to continue. You know, that's exactly what whoever did this wants me to do, is to, you know, steep in it and be, you know, scarred and marred and upset and change my course. So I'm not. I will say, however, that I'm limited in what I am able to talk about as far as the investigation, because, I've been requested by the people that are helping me to not speak about any of the findings that we have thus far, because it's actually a very cumbersome and expensive project to track down somebody who has done such a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really glad to see you adopting, you know, the faith over fear motto. That's what we fly by here at Tradcat Night. And just in general, that's what the New World Order wants. I want us to be paranoid and, you know, fear this and fear that. And I'm glad to see you exercising that. We talked, I think it was Aaron from Health Nut News I had her on last month. And we talked a little bit about your situation. I don't know if you've been in recent contact with her. But my next question for you, dealing with maybe some backlash coming from the mainstream medical world, do you believe they're kind of now looking at you with an extra raised eyebrow, if you will? Do they think that you're just trying to call attention to yourself, maybe? You know, I hate to say it like that because you know how they are. I get these weirdos who call me all kinds of names too, and it's, I think they think from their side we're just trying to draw attention to ourselves. And I was just wondering if you've gotten any of that kind of backlash, if you will, from the mainstream medical community.
Well, it's really interesting because that actual idea has appeared, and I have to say that startled me almost as much as the actual letters themselves. You know, because something like this happens, and you know, you reach out for help, and you call for prayer. And, you know, you call the local police and the FBI, and later to realize, and again, I can't give details, right, but just to say that it's not just been the pro-vaccine that have made such suspicious comments that I did this to myself for notoriety, or that someone in my sphere, you know, wanted to manipulate something or have some personal gain from doing it. And it's just, look, it's hard to even meet that with commentary because it's just so ridiculous. You know, the fact of the matter is that I have notoriety. I've had notoriety, and I never have liked the notoriety that I've had. Trust me on this. I mean, you know, I think God picks the reluctant sometimes for a reason. And I've never been a public speaker. You know, you ask anybody in my past what public speaking was like for me. And, you know, it was like knees, you know, shaking together. And it really did take quite some time to get the ability to do public speaking. It's not a natural thing, but I did it. And, you know, the notoriety just follows. But the notoriety is not because of me. It's because of the information that I'm putting forth. And because I think a lot of times the arguments that I make and the scientific backing that I have is pretty hard to refute. And to this day, there are several lectures that I've given that I think are pretty groundbreaking, and they've never been met with any sort of intellectual resistance because they just can't be. So that's what the notoriety is from. It has nothing to do with me, and it's not welcome. It's a really uncomfortable position to step out into the light the way we have done. And any notoriety that comes can be, you know, stippled with hatred, with potential murder, and all kinds of things. So it's not like I needed any more of that. I already had plenty of it. You know, people say that I did it for money. And, you know, look, the facts are the facts. If, you know, I'm not going to produce my IRS records, my tax records, satisfy this argument, but the fact of the matter is that I was making $350,000 not very long ago, and walked away from it, and the money has never been a problem for me. You know, I just learned to live on less, and I feel blessed, and I'm not in any way needy for any sort of know, especially a crooked way to bring in money, because, you know, book royalties are enough, you know, to some degree. And doing talks and things like that and having a medical practice, it's like, why would I want to jeopardize my medical license and, you know, essentially break it would be breaking the law to do something like that to oneself, you know, if you're actually found out to have been the culprit. You know, to have used the FBI's time and the local police's time, you know, I think that's an offense that's probably actionable. I'm not really sure about that. Why would I jeopardize my 3 medical licenses and the reputation that I do have for something like that? It's just, you know, it just sickens me that, you know, we live in a world where you know, the most insane accusations can happen. But that's just the world we live in. You know, we see babies dying after, you know, mass vaccination programs. They're all said to be natural causes. So it's all the same kind of warped, you know, audacity and reframing of reality into insanity that's affecting me is affecting the whole world.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. On Vaxxer.com, one of the headlines from this past week, three infants die after receiving the DTaP vaccine. That's being reported upon once again by Vaxxer.com. So all of this is very well documented. Again, I have with me today Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. Her website, by the way, is drsuzanne.net. And also, you can pick up her autobiography, which we talked about extensively last time. And it's basically her commentary on the medical system called Rising from the Dead, which chronicles her path through the medical school system and academic and private practice and her realization that the system is not set up to cure most people. And, you know, I always kind of joke about it, but it's really not a joke. I mean, sometimes you have to laugh because it's easier to cry about it. But, you know, you see those commercials late night on TV and, you know, you got like toenail fungus or something. You go in for a pill to the system. I'm being sarcastic here, of course. And then you take a pill and then next week you got six symptoms. Then you go into the doctor, you know, the next week and now you got six symptoms. You take another pill. Now you got 12. So now you're down a whole other, you know, health hole, if you will, a rabbit health hole. It kind of like digs you deeper into the system, and that's exactly what they want, don't they? You know, big pharma is to keep you in the system because it's just all, you know, big bucks and just keep people circulating through this, you know, big pharma system. Would you think that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think there was just recently Goldman Sachs statement about how there was an analysis. I'm blanking on the pharmaceutical company which it was, but that it's not beneficial to actually cure disease. And so it's actually, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is something that's actually appeared in financial analyses. But you know, when it comes to analyzing mainstream medicine, you know, it's just like analyzing anything, and especially as a Christian. And the question is there fruit? And the thing is, none of us would really mind spending billions of dollars on mainstream medicine and helping the pharmaceutical industry if they were bearing fruit. And the fruit would be humanity with higher brain function so that they could have their spiritual, you know, alignment and cognitive functioning going, and their bodies would be functioning and diseases would be reversing, there would be cures. And that's certainly just not what we're seeing. And so, you know, when you say they, is this what they want? I think we have to stratify the they. That's really important because I see too many people out there, even people who doubt the medical system, you know, talking about just brushing everything with the same brush, you know, nobody should ever do chemotherapy. Nobody should ever do radiation. Nobody should ever take antibiotics. And I have to slow people down and say, no, wait a minute, because sometimes there are roles for these things. And yes, there are still medical practitioners out there that care about you. And even though they're misguided, and they're doing the wrong thing, that actually it's not they are not the they that we're pointing the finger at. The they are conglomerates, basically multi-billion, maybe even trillion-dollar conglomerates that are profiting off of human disease and sickness and illness. And I think that is definitely something that needs to be stopped. And anytime one goes into the medical system, there has to be a risk-benefit analysis. So anytime someone's thinking of taking their self, you know, for the toe fungus pill, or taking their child in with a runny nose or a fever, you have to think, what are they going to potentially give me? They could give you a lot of stress. They could offer you a lot of vaccines. They could call Department of Health and Human Services. They could force you to take certain medication that you don't want. Now, that's fine if you're on death's door, if you have organ failure, if you have an artery that's spurting blood, if you have an unconscious child that you can't wake up, those kind of things. You've got to go into the medical system. You've got to get at least a diagnosis and an analysis. So, you know, I think that every parent needs to make that risk, and every adult risk-benefit analysis, because sometimes, you know, if there's a real problem, sometimes the antifungal is the way to go, but you have to know that you've tried other things, that there were other things, and what the actual downside to this intervention that you're about to do is, and then it's fair, right?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that analysis, no question about it. Yeah, and I didn't want to make it seem like I was labeling everyone, you know, in the healthcare industry or system is nefarious per se. But again, as you mentioned, there's a lot of ignorant people out there who just don't know better.
Absolutely. That's mostly what you have in the medical system. You have egos that paid a lot of money to build their egos bigger. And so there are major, major problems that I've personally encountered as well. So, I mean, that's really what Rising from the Dead is all about. My autobiography and second book, it's about showing people that even as a medical practitioner, I had to deal with that. And so, you know, you as non-medical practitioners should understand how, you know, that your feelings and your thoughts are very valid and to follow them.
Sure. I guess one of the issues, too, and as you mentioned, you're a Christian. I'm sure you're awake. You see what's going on in the world. You see how everything's kind of converging on the economic, social, political level. I was wondering if you had put any thought or any research into how the kind of healthcare system will ultimately kind of work in with globalization, you know, with Obamacare. And there's some Christians who are concerned that ultimately once this mark is implemented, that obviously there will only be one way to go in terms of healthcare. I don't know if you have any comment on that. I've just had other Christians ask me to ask you about that, and I don't know if you have any commentary on that. But it seems like obviously healthcare will obviously be tied into that. The globalization system, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, more than likely, you know, and I'm sure you're going to agree with my next statement, but it's a real leap to call it healthcare. It's really medical intervention. I wouldn't even call it care, really. They're medical interventions that people feel obligated to or that they're mandated to do. So I think that, you know, if things continue to go and we are headed into more end times, I think that all we... And this is how it should be regardless whether we're going into end times or not. But, you know, sometimes a threat can expedite one's faith, so to speak.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But if we are going into end times or not, it's Jesus that is always our way and our truth and our life. And there may come a time where everybody has to get vaccinated, and we just have to pray over people that the vaccines don't do the horrible, evil things that we know that they can do. And I think it could come to that. But the thing is, it does us no good to get wrapped up in that kind of stress right now. We have to remain calm. We have to remain active. We have to remain prayerful and continue doing whatever mission you are here to do. And if you don't know what that is, then figure it out.
Yeah, well said. We've got a couple more headlines here from Natural News. Many cases of dementia are actually side effects of prescription drugs or vaccines, according to research that was posted, within the past few months here. And this kind of ties into our whole big pharma discussion. Then we also have on Vaxxer.com 600 students getting suspended for not getting their vaccines. And that was up there in, Kawartha Lakes, Ontario, Canada. My next question for you, given what we've said already, you know, essentially where we are headed from 2018 going forward as it relates to just the attack on, you know, whether it's holistic health or organics, supplements even. I mean, do you see a day where, you know, I'll use the term they again, will try to just basically eliminate that? I mean, to a certain degree, I think most people would already argue, you know, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
And will it be ultimately taken away? I mean, even like on the level of prepping, I mean, there's some states like Florida where they won't even allow you to do your own gardening. They've got laws against that. So they're really trying to attack homesteaders. I mean, they obviously want to keep you in the system of buying their water, their food, their pills. And it just, you know, like you said, not to fret, but I think a lot of people, even from the health community, are starting to kind of raise their eyebrows and see what you and I have been saying for all along.
Right. And the question is, are enough people going to see it in time? I see this really as a race against time to a certain degree. This is all, again, how will this end? And yeah, some things I think are just, you know, how should we say, you know, how God knows the end from the beginning. I think that there's still some malleability in how things go and when they go. And some of this has to do with what the people do with the information that they're getting. As far as I'm concerned, this is the people's battle now. You know, I've been out there for 7 years. I know people that have been out there for 30 years, and we've been planting the seeds and things have grown. And that's been our job. And now that growth, and that's the fruit that we're bearing, thank God. The people are waking up and they're growing, and people need to communicate with each other. They need to get into groups. They need to elect their own officials, go talk to the officials that are there. And that's the only success and good stories that I've seen. And it's a result of enough people getting their facts and information and doing the work that it takes to influence the laws and the bylaws and whatever else legal terms you have. So I think that if your state is under threat, and what you have to do is go talk to another state's group that had success and find out how they did it. Because yes, there we have had failures. We have had California, you know, we've got Mississippi, but we've also got Virginia and Maine and Rhode Island, I believe it was. So there are states that are winning these battles. People need to communicate with how they won, how to do it, and get to work, because there are way more people down there at the, as they say, the bottom, which that includes you and me as well. And sure. It's the people that are going to make the difference. So I don't know. Are people going to stay on the couch and assume that everybody else is doing it? Yeah, then there will definitely, sooner rather than later, we will have a president in office, and we will have a CDC all walking lockstep with Congress and the Senate mandating everything that you can imagine and stopping natural products, stopping gardening, stopping collecting rainwater, and all the things that you're dreading happening. But it's not hopeless. And I think with action and prayer, you know, we need faith and we need works, and that applies in every place, and it also applies with this issue.
Yeah, no question about it. When I'm often asked by people in terms of like how even, you know, I got into kind of the health world, you know, I was always into sports, I was always into supplements, always into working out, but then as I kind of moved along in, you know, my progression spiritually, and then again, the backbone of this apostle is the message of Fatima, which basically foretells Russia about to lose it, which we all can see that about to happen, geopolitically speaking. But also there's a health side to it, where Father Malachi Martin blew the whistle, and he said, as it relates to the health side of things, he said that there would be epidemics that would wipe out whole nations overnight. And this draws us into the whole, you know, the rabbit hole of bioterrorism, chemtrails, things along that line. I had Dr. Francis Boyle on, who says this is very, very real. And the reason why I bring that up, Dr. Suzanne, is because we had another CDC scientist dead. I think he was down there in Atlanta, and apparently he had some information that he was going to leak to the public about what the New World Order calls this great culling and kind of the plan in place. I don't know if it was just hearsay or rumors. And again, not to get anyone worried over it, but you know, these people in place, they're psychopaths. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, they really are out to try to depopulate the planet, dumb us down, get us fatter, get us more stupid, and just kind of tote along like lemmings and obey.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as Dr. Timothy Cunningham, who you're referring to, I really hope that there is a more thorough private investigation. I hope his family doesn't accept any big checks from the CDC, and that they, you know, subpoena all of the evidence they have and take it to the right people and get some action. Because again, you know, this is the kind of thing where we can't sit around and speculate. We need evidence. The CDC is not going to provide it. And until then, you know, we're just going to look like nutcases saying, you know, they killed him. When, you know, I think that there is a high likelihood that there was something very abnormal and sinister that happened there. But until we have further information, it's detrimental for me to comment on that.
Sure.
As far as plagues and overnight, you know, again, you know, the Bible says, and it's written, that we don't know the hour of the day. And, you know, people have been predicting end times, that, you know, for a very long time, and all of them have been wrong so far. So we don't know. And we don't know if things are going to get much worse for a much longer period of time. Could be thousands of years. We really just don't know. All we have is today. And we have to deal with the plate that's in front of us and the situation that we have now. And that's all. That's what I do for myself. And that's my advice to anyone who wants to know my opinion.
Now, in terms of censorship, I'm wondering, since you've been speaking out the past few months, has there been an increase of censorship and maybe some of your comments publicly, probably specifically YouTube, along that line, because there's a lot of people in the vaccine community who are expressing to me that some of their videos are starting to get flagged, and you know, they're having some issues along that line. How are you holding up on your end?
I've been fortunate that I can't think of any time where I've actually been censored. But it may be because, I don't put things up that could easily be, defensively taken down. And, I think when we make our comments, they need to be, backed with some information or at least a good opinion argument and, keeping the language clean. And there should be a purpose to every post. And those are the rules I try to go by. And I've been very fortunate that none of my pages, and I'm not saying that that could never happen, because certainly, there, it's not like there's really a lot of justice in, the YouTube ownership and laws as they're being implemented. I see that. But no, personally, all of my pages and channels have remained intact to this point.
Very well. Well, I appreciate you taking time out. I know you're a very busy woman. I'll allow you the last few minutes here to relay any upcoming projects, videos, articles, books you're working on, and I'll close out the program. And I ask everyone to keep Dr. Suzanne in our prayers and the fight that she's struggling with. Yeah, if you'd like to say any parting words or any area you'd like to get into that we didn't as well, please feel free to do so, and I'll close out the program.
Sure. Well, I first want to thank everyone for the prayers that were given, and that was really my main reason for going public after the first threats when, the public officials were not responding. So the people responded with prayers, and that was incredibly comforting and actually made me realize that it's actually the most important thing. It made me realize in my gut, right? These things in your head, but you really can feel them in the experience. So I thank you for that, for the prayers, because that is truly incredibly important. As for whatever I'm doing now, I'll be at Autism One, which is in Chicago, Illinois, from May 23rd to 27th, I believe. So people can go there, catch up. Any other interest can be found on my personal website page, which is drsuzanne.net. And you can visit there, have a look around, and go to my YouTube page where I have years of intensive research put all together in videos that should be pretty easy to comprehend. So that's just Dr. Suzanne Humphries on YouTube. And then Amazon has both books, Dissolving Illusions and Rising from the Dead. And thank you.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out. I'll get all of that information up in the description box so you can just directly click on it. You won't even have to search for it. And once again, I thank Dr. Suzanne for taking time out of her busy schedule to join us. Folks, thanks for tuning in to Tradcat Night Radio today. Check into tradcatnight.blogspot.com daily. It's updated daily. Now